What is going on, online fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money Online Training Podcast, the number one show for online fitness coaches who are trying to grow a successful online business. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to set up your Facebook and Instagram to become a money-making machine. Now, I think a lot of online coaches struggle to grow their business because their Instagram profile isn't optimized. And so a lot of online coaches struggle to get people reaching out to them. They're not getting enough applications. And they're posting on social media, but they're not getting any return from that. If that's you, let me know. All right. So in today's episode, what we're going to cover is I'm going to teach you how to set up your Facebook and Instagram profile to be a funnel, basically, quote unquote, for organic leads. I'm going to teach you how to get more inbound leads just by making one small change in your bio. And I'm going to teach you what you guys need to put in your application so that you get more people reaching out, applying for coaching. Okay. So first things first is I work with a lot of clients in like setting up their profiles and making sure that everything's all smooth and good to go. And one thing we found is that oftentimes some of my clients will join my program and literally change their cover photo on Facebook. And just from changing their cover photo, they'll get people reaching out to them. It's fucking hilarious. And the reason I want to have a conversation about that is because you guys overcomplicate this whole organic marketing thing. When in reality, I need you to view your Instagram profile like a business card, okay? So 20 years ago, if you wanted to grow your business, you would have to go out in person, shake 100 people's hands at a network marketing event, and hope that one person might be interested in your offer. Today, social media fucking exists, and it's amazing. So you can post one video that gets 1,000 views, and then those 1,000 views, let's say 30 people come to your profile, and if your profile is optimized as a great business card, then people might be interested in working with you, okay? So I'm going to teach you guys how to set up your Facebook or Instagram profile to be a funnel for basically people that are interested in working with you to be a money-making machine. All right. So let's walk through how to do that right now. So first things first is your profile picture. 95% of people have a profile picture that's trash. Okay. So let me define what a really good profile picture looks like. You can clearly see you. Your profile picture captures the mood of your offer or your personality. And ideally, if you're first getting started, you're smiling in your profile photo so that you look approachable. Why is this important? Well, first things first is when you DM somebody, the only thing that they're going to see is that little profile picture emoji. So if that profile picture emoji is not super clear, they ain't going to message you back. All right. So ideally, the closer that you can get to your face, the more that you can see of your face, the better. And especially if you can get something that stands out. Now, I'm not going to get into the logistics of this right now, but if you can add a color to your profile picture, like a background color, so that when you slide into people's DMs, there's like blue or bright red or bright yellow, that's a good idea. I did that for a very long time. And then I noticed that everybody was doing it, so I wanted to be a little bit different. So trying to lead the trend, all right? But your profile picture should clearly demonstrate you, your personality, and it should be a close-up of you ideally so that people can see you, okay? So that's number one. Number two is your Instagram username. Now, Instagram is a search engine, okay? And so if you want to optimize your Instagram profile to be a money-making machine, then ideally what you'd like to do is you would like to make it so that when somebody searches a term, your name comes up. And so my name, if you guys go to my Instagram, says Brian Ron Mark. Ron's my middle name. Now you guys know that. Business coach for online trainers. So when somebody is fucking looking up Instagram, business coach for online trainers, a ya boy pops up. Not only that, though, if somebody were to come to my profile, like one of my videos goes viral, somebody comes to my profile, I want them to see right away exactly what I do and how I can help them. So if they're a personal trainer, they're an online coach, they're going to want to follow me because as soon as they come to my profile, they know what I'm about. Okay. So change your Instagram username to what you do for people. So JC, fat loss coach for women, whatever it is that you do. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Number three, pay for verification. Literally, Meta verification is $13.99 per month, and it makes you look instantly more credible, especially in the sea of everybody that's like sending DMs and shit. You want to stand out? Pay for verification. $13.99. That's it. Okay. And just like that, you instantly added one more level of credibility. And if you add one more level of credibility, that could be the difference between you signing 5 more clients or 0 more clients this month. So pay for verification because it makes you look credible. It's $13.99 a month. If you don't have $13.99 to invest in yourself and your business, we got a different fucking problem. Okay? Pay for verification. You pay for your fucking, you go to a movie, you buy like cigarettes at the gas station, you buy an energy drink, you buy a fucking Starbucks, pay for verification. Okay? It's really simple. Number 4, the tagline of who you help should be the first line in your bio. Why should it be the first line? Because when I come to your profile, Chris, I want to know exactly what you do and who you can help, period. If it's not super clear exactly what you do and who you can help, then people bounce it, okay? They don't care that you're a motivational speaker, that you're a coach, that you're a mentor, that you're ISSA certified, or that you got your degree. Nobody gives a shit, literally. The only person that cares is you. And so imagine your Instagram profile as a business card for your ideal customer. So when your ideal customer comes to your page, it's literally like, bam, I help men burn 10 pounds of body fat in 90 days or less without restrictive dieting. Cool. If I'm a man that needs to lose body fat, I'm a fucking pay attention. If I'm not a man that needs to know how to lose body fat, I'm bouncing, which is perfect for you. You're not supposed to be for everybody. You're only supposed to be for your people. And so you need to make it very clear who you're for and who you're not for, so that when your people find your page, they're like, yep, this guy's for me. This woman's for me. I need to follow, right? So make it very clear who you help or what you do with your coaching offer. Number 5, make sure you put a call to action to DM you with a keyword. Now, really, really simple, you guys. If you guys go to my page, so like the call to action to DM with a keyword, as an example, is if you go to my page, mine says DM 10K for more info. Now, the reason mine says DM 10K for more info is because I know my online trainers want to make 10K. That's their goal. That's their aspiration they want to achieve. And so that's what I want to put as action, because I know that I'm going to get people that will DM me 10K because that's like a desire that they have. And so you want to think about your avatar. Like, let's say your avatar is women and frequently they message you about getting toned. Then maybe your bio says DM toned for info because that's a desire that they have. So they're going to be more likely to DM you. As an example, let's say your avatar is men that are trying to pack on size. Just DM muscle for info. Let's say your avatar is men trying to lose weight. DM burn fat for info. DM fat loss for info. You guys get what I'm saying? Put a call to action to DM you in your bio. Because as an example, let's say your profile gets 10,000 visits a month. Out of those 10,000 visits, people come to your page. Let's say even 20 people out of 10,000, which is 0.02%, DM you the word fat loss. You book 5 calls. You close 5 clients. Is that worth it? 100% that's worth it. All right. So number 5, put a call to action to DM you with the keyword in your bio. Number 6, put an arrow that says apply for coaching with an arrow pointing down. Why is this important? Because you need to like literally walk people through as if they're in kindergarten exactly what to do. Now, some people are going to send you a DM. Some people are going to want to hear more info, or they're going to want to fill like an application. They're going to want to give you a little bit more information. And so you basically want to make it easy for whatever type of prospect comes to your page to work with you. Some people will send you a direct message and some people will fill out an application, but you want to make it very clear how to apply to work with you. By the way, I think link trees in bios are fucking stupid. Okay. No matter what anybody else says, I'm going to like die on this hill, because think about it like this. Okay. I'm a prospect. I'm interested in working with you, right? I come to your page. I'm going to your bio. I click on your bio and there's like 6 different things because you're a fucking influencer. You're like, buy my ebook, check out my YouTube channel, look at my podcast, download this resource, apply for coaching. I'm just going to look at that. I'm going to be like fucking boring, and then I'm going to bounce. And just like that, because you didn't have an optimized profile, you didn't capture a lead. Whereas if I come to your profile, I'm interested in working with you, I click on your fucking link in your bio and I'm like, oh, okay, apply for coaching. I just filled the information. Bam, I'm done. Like, you will get significantly more applications if you only have an application in your bio. Anybody that has a link tree in their bio doesn't understand how conversion works in the online marketing game. I will die on this hill, period. End stop, full stop, no questions asked. You should only have the link to apply in your bio, period. All right. Last and definitely not least, number 7 is the application. So if it's apply for the link and, you know, apply for coaching by tapping down, what actually goes into that application? I got you. Your brief application should include first name and last name, email address, phone number, main fitness struggle, main fitness goal, an investment question that tests their like level of seriousness of commitment. And why is this important to you right now? That is all the things that you guys should have in your brief application. It's pretty simple. Okay. So guys, the 7 steps to turn your Instagram into a money-making machine. Number 1, profile picture needs to be optimized. Smiling face is ideal, but at least one where we can see you. Number two, Instagram username. You can change your Instagram username to have keywords that your avatar will be searching for. Number three, pay for verification. Makes you look credible. It's $13 a month. Don't be cheap. Number four, tagline of who you help as the first line in your bio. Why? Because when I come to your page, it should be very clear exactly who you help so that when your people find your page, they know it's for you. Number five, have a call to action to DM you with a keyword in your bio. Why? Because let's say your video gets 10,000 views, people come to your page. Let's say even five people DM you the keyword per month and you sign one of those people for a $1,000 fitness program, 100% worth it. Number six, have apply for coaching with an arrow pointing down. Don't have a fucking link tree. You guys need to make sure that you actually have an application in your bio. And number seven, the questions you should put in that application, first name, last name, email address, phone number, main fitness struggle, main fitness goal, investment question, and why is this important to you? Hopefully this podcast was valuable. I hope you have the best day of your entire life. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you did get value, make sure you check out other episodes on the Change Lives, Make Money on the Trainer podcast, the number one show for online fitness coaches. Peace, love, protein. Have the best day of your entire life. We'll talk to you guys in the next fucking episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.